I have a question about that feeling of feeling nothing at all. I'm kind of confused about that. When that moment, you don't, when you make a decision and then you say, like, positive, like, I honor myself, I cherish myself, I love myself, and you don't feel nothing. I was told that was okay.
When I say it's a true statement that you feel nothing, I get a no. But your experience is that you don't feel anything?
I feel... No, I don't really feel. I feel like a quiet. That's it. Just a silence. Just a quiet. Just kind of like, okay. Like, I'm not sure. I'm having a hard time distinguishing and what I feel.
What do you think you should feel?
Joy.
Okay.
Joy. It's like when I had, okay, all through my life, always had these like little breakthroughs, these little, like I was had this experience where I actually knew that it was life was about unconditional love, and I had this warm acceptance of, you know, my inner goddess inside that I was going to be okay.
Uh-huh.
That feeling of joy. So my thing is, I'm thinking that every decision that I make, like if I say that I want maybe teach a dance class or take a singing class.
We're claiming that we do know, and we have a lot of clarity around this. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I don't want anybody out there saying I don't know, because then you never will. So we know, Kim. And what they're saying to ask you is, when you made those decisions before, what happened?
I had decided to basically...
Story. Just tell me what happened. Was it positive or was it negative?
It was a mix. It was just a mix. I totally made the decision that I forgot about it, and then all of a sudden it popped up again, and I'm like, what's up with this? It was just a mix of emotions.
Okay.
Just a mix of emotions.
Okay. So that's our question. We want to remember everything we know around why, those are the highest words, why your emotions always have to be mixed up and not clear. So I am divine love around that. You didn't do that with me. There you go. Thank you. Sheets. Look, give me a song.
You Give Good Love by Whitney Houston.
Okay. So what that tells me is that every time you make a choice and a commitment, you also
mm-hmm.
doubt it.
Say that last piece.
You always
doubt
yourself.
Yes.
But
right.
Well, so if you're doubting yourself, how can you feel joy? Because you're going, okay, I decided. Oh, wait, maybe I decided wrong.
Yeah, exactly. I think like...
So you're sabotaging yourself, honey.
Okay.
You're sabotaging yourself from feeling the joy of the choice and the commitment that you made.
Okay.
So commit to your commitment. That seems to be the theme tonight.
I know the theme is commitment. I know the theme is commitment. It's just the feeling I get when there's like pause. That's that sort of nauseating feeling I get under the surface. It's like when the energy moves. I'm really a full
system. Kim, they're saying they've already answered you, and you have to hear it now.
Okay.
You get nauseated because you doubt yourself, and that puts you into fear.
Okay.
So we are committed to the joy of knowing that our choice is a joyful, high choice for us. We're committed to that. I've made the choice. I've committed to it. And now I'm committing to the joy that this choice will bring me. And so it is. Now, that resonates with you, doesn't it?
Yeah, that does resonate with me.
Yeah, it resonates with me, too. Because, you know,
I know.
I was tracking this in myself a few months ago. And I realized, you know, I would work so hard and I'd make some extra money and I'd go, you know what, my daughter and I are going to go shopping. Now, we didn't go out and spend thousands of dollars or even hundreds of dollars, but we went out and we had a good time and I treated her. And then the next day I would get up and feel guilty that I spent the money. That's how we sabotage our joy. And finally I said, you know what, if I'm going to spend this money, I'm going to be joyful about it, and I'm going to give myself permission to be joyful about it. It, the same thing is, oh, God, you know, I said I'd have this party for my friend, you know, but now I wish I had the day free. No. I'm committed to the joy of the choice that I made, and I'm going to hold myself to that. Whoopee, yoo-hoo. And that's what we're talking about here. Okay, so in this moment of now, do you choose to do that?
Yes, I do. I'm totally ready to do it. I'm just saying, you have to feel both emotions at the. You can't feel both emotions at the same time. You can't. You have to be either or. Because sometimes I feel like I'm both. I feel good with this, but then on the side of my right shoulder, I feel that little tipping point where I feel a little bit. So that's just kind of just keep on reiterating the positive thoughts.
You just talk to that shoulder and go, all you are is doubt, and I am directing you to balance yourself because I know. I know that I am joyful in my choice. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you,
baby.
Okay,
thank you so much.